State Department spokesperson Ned Price cast a wide net in his briefing Monday, touching on issues ranging from Korea to Venezuela, Iran, Israel, and Afghanistan. But not surprisingly, much of the briefing was, in one way or another, about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Price noted that the U.S. will join Ukraine in celebrating Ukrainian Independence Day Wednesday, which also marks 6 months of the Russian invasion. He says there's no question Russia will continue what he calls brutal assaults on Ukraine, its democracy, and its people.
There's also no question that we will continue to stand with our Ukrainian partners. You saw on Friday we announced an additional presidential drawdown, our 19th presidential drawdown, $800 million in that drawdown alone. That brought our total of security assistance to Ukraine to about $10 billion since the start of the invasion, more since the start of this administration, and we'll continue to do more, as will our partners around the world.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for a blanket ban on visas for Russian citizens, but Price says the State Department does not support a blanket visa ban. He says the U.S. has already imposed visa restrictions on 5,000 people, among other sanctions, but he says sanctions should focus more on people who caused the invasion.
At the same time, we want to ensure that we are not closing off potential pathways to those who are themselves fleeing President Putin's repression at home, those who are seeking refuge or safety, the many Russian dissidents, Russian human rights defenders, Russian truth tellers who have stood up to President Putin's war and who may be vulnerable to human rights abuses because merely for exercising what should be their fundamental and universal rights.
Russia has accused Ukraine of being behind the car bomb killing near Moscow of Daria Dugina, the right-wing journalist's daughter of ultranationalist Putin ally Alexander Dugin. Price says he has no information to add to what people have heard publicly, namely that Ukraine has denied involvement in the attack.
We unequivocally condemn the targeting of civilians. We condemn the targeting of civilians, whether that's in Kyiv, whether that's in Bucha, whether that's in Kharkiv, whether that's in Kramatorsk, whether that's in Mariupol, or whether that's in Moscow. That principle applies around the world.
Price says the U.S. continues to negotiate for the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison on a drug possession charge. Price says former basketball champion Dennis Rodman's announced plan to go to Russia will not help.
We believe that anything other than negotiating further through the established channel is likely to complicate and hinder those release efforts. We've also provided very clear guidance to American citizens, owing to a number of threats, not the least of which is the threat of wrongful detention, that Americans should not travel to Russia.
Of course, many things about Ukraine are subject to sudden change in this unstable stage of the war, with the Kremlin claiming Ukrainian attacks at a nuclear power plant, and Ukrainian President Zelensky warning of possible Russian attacks on Wednesday, the nation's Independence Day. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.